Retired couple Peter and Mary Gregory live on Mill Creek Farm, a 100-hectare sanctuary for old, abandoned, and abused horses.
He came from Manhattan, and he lived in a basement store in the Claremont Riding Academy for 8 years and never left the building. Never saw daylight.
About 25, she was so abused and she only has half a tongue.
She was found abandoned up in Albany, Georgia about 7 years ago. See that her rear leg there? The swollen foot here?
Not all of the horses have been abused. Many are retired from service with police forces, park rangers, and even the circus. The Gregories have devoted themselves physically, emotionally, and financially to Mill Creek Farm since retiring from a successful hotel business in 1984.
We started out with $1.5 million, but that soon disappeared in the first 10 years because we paid for everything ourselves. We didn't really ask for any money for horses that came here.
By the mid-90s, they needed financial help and set up a non-profit organization to raise money to care for the horses. On average, each horse requires $1,800 a year to cover feed, veterinary supplies, and other expenses.
Last month, for instance, I spent $8,600 on hay alone.
Caring for their horses also requires help. Bob Watson has been volunteering for more than 5 years.
I usually do maintenance-type jobs like repairing fences, painting, working with the tractor in the field, or cutting trees, cutting wood, clearing the creeks, all kinds of general maintenance-type work.
In addition, people can help through the Adopt a Horse program. Former Attorney General Janet Reno and tennis legend Martina Navratilova are among the high-profile adopters of horses on Mill Creek Farm.
We have people that adopt a horse. They pay $40 a month, which helps defray the expenses. We have other people that send donations from $10 to $100 or $1,000 occasionally.
And volunteers like Gloria say retirement life for these horses could not be better.
They don't have to work. They don't have to be ridden. They're in pastures where they can graze and get grass. They're well fed. They get plenty of carrots. Everybody loves them. I don't think they could be happier.
For producer Yi Su Li, Elaine Lu, VOA News.